This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The accused shooter in the 2015 Planned Parenthood attack in Colorado Springs has died. Robert Deere passed away Saturday at the U.S. Medical Center for Federal Prisoners in Springfield, Missouri. The 67-year-old was in the process of being civilly committed. Deere was suspected of killing three people and injuring nine others in the shooting. No cause of death has been given. A Republican representative from Colorado has introduced a bipartisan bill that sets up wildfire research centers at colleges and universities across the U.S. It's called the Regional Leadership in Wildland Fire Research Act, and Gabe Evans says it's about getting more information about wildfires.
We know the basic stuff, but like the truly nerdy predictive analysis so that we can be efficient with getting resources there, knock these things down before they spread.
Evans introduced the bill with a Democratic representative from California. Senators introduced a version of this bill in their chamber earlier this year. If it passes, it would set up at least eight regional centers. And the weather looks pretty mild and clear heading into Thanksgiving. Forecaster Kate Abbott with the National Weather Service says car travel before the holiday should be pretty stress-free. But her agency is monitoring a winter storm that could develop sometime between Friday and Sunday.
So we might not get quite as lucky for travels back home if we're planning on traveling later in the weekend. But the timing and impacts of that potential system are still uncertain at this time.
Colorado's had a pretty mild and dry winter so far, with snowpack well below normal. You are listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.